哎，我跟您聊一特邪性的事儿。
I want to talk to you about something really weird.
中国有一个作家，女的，高中文凭，
A Chinese woman has a high school diploma.
当过石油工人，
I used to be a petroleum worker.
一辈子就写了三本书。
I only wrote three books in my lifetime.
写完第三本，人没了。
After writing the third person, he disappeared.
不是死了，
Not dead.
是消失了。
It has disappeared.
你上网上巴拉去，一张照片。
You went to a website called Parler and uploaded a photo.
没有，一个社交账号。
There is no social media account.
没有，出版社编辑。
No publisher editor.
想找他，能把腿跑折了，
I want to find someone who can break his legs.
连门都摸不着。
I can't even reach the door.
就这么一人写的书，
Just a book written by one person.
被商界那帮大佬当圣经传，文化圈管它叫中国人的觉悟三部曲。怎么回事呢？
What does China's Awakening Trilogy mean when business tycoons refer to it as a cultural guide for the Chinese?
这姐姐17岁，在油田认识一朋友叫李红英。
This girl, 17 years old, met a friend named Lai Hongying in the oil field.
后来去了欧洲。
Later, I went to Europe.
从那时候起，
From that time on,
隔三差五打海外给她寄邮包，里边全是书。
Every now and then, I send him packages overseas, and they're all full of books.
哲学、宗教、社会学，都那会儿的禁书。
A book that was considered a forbidden book in a religious society at that time.
您想想，
Think about it.
那画面，一个十七八的姑娘，
That's a girl about 17 or 18 years old.
白天在油田抡扳手，晚上回了集体宿舍。
I worked as a shift worker in an oil field during the day and returned to the collective dormitory at night.
在台灯底下拆
Under the desk lamp,
那贴着外国邮票的牛皮纸信封，一页一页。
the envelopes, one after another, were covered with foreign postage stamps.
看，他的大学压根儿不在什么校园里头，
He didn't go to a university in a campus.
不在那些漂洋过海的包裹里。
In those packages that crossed the sea.
23岁，发了第一篇中篇小说，名字就叫《死笔
At the age of 23, I wrote my first novella, and the title was Death.
活着容易，
It's easier to die than to live.
后来写了三本，《背叛》《遥远的救世主》天。
Later, I wrote three books about betraying distant saviors.
天幕红尘，一步比一步狠。
The sky is full of red dust, one after another.
写完第三部《人间蒸发
Due to the completion of the third part of the human vanishing,
有人问他背后是不是有高人指点，
someone asked him if he was guided by a higher power.
他就回了一句，
He replied,
说这个问题我不想回答。
I don't want to answer this question.
从此再没说过一个字，遥远的救世主。
From then on, I never spoke of a distant savior again.
后来改编成电视剧《天道》，王志文演的，豆瓣9.2分。
Later adapted into a TV series starring Wen Jiawen as the character of Tian Dao, and it was broadcast on Dubin at 9:20 p.m.
您猜怎么着？
How about this?
2008年播了仨月，进了，一进进了10年。
In 2008, I planted 3 months and harvested a good harvest for 10 years.
2018年删得乱七八糟才重新上架。
In 2018, it was removed due to various issues and then re-uploaded.
越进越火。
The more and more.
到现在还有人翻来覆去看十几遍。
There are still people who watch it over and over again for more than 10 times.
但今儿咱不聊剧。
But today we won't talk about dramas.
咱聊这个人。
Let's talk about this person.
因为这个人本身比他写的任何角色都邪乎。
Because this person is more evil than any character he has written.
我给您挑几段原著里的电视剧全删了。
I've removed several excerpts from the original text that were intended for television.
比如说五台山论道。
For example,A Five Mountains Discourse.
那段。
That part.
丁元英和韩楚风上山求见智玄大师。
Ding Yu Ying and Han Chu Feng went up the mountain to seek an audience with Master Shai Chuan.
先拿50,000块香火钱。
First, collect 50,000 yuan in donations.
让人给退回来了。
Return it.
再加50,000又退回来。
Take back another 5,000.
多那50,000块钱就多换了。
If you get an extra 50,000 yuan, you'll change your mind.
大伙儿一个非也。
It's not everyone.
最后丁英掏出一张纸。
Finally, Ding Yuning pulled out a piece of paper.
上头。
Above.
是他自个儿写的一首词。
It's a song he wrote himself.
大师。
Master,
看完，二话没说。
Without hesitation,
开门请进去论道。
Please enter and discuss.
3天3夜，那首词最后两句是什么？
What are the last two lines of the song 3 nights and 3 days?
悠悠古刹千年中，都是痴人说梦。
The ancient temple has been a dream for thousands of years.
您跑到佛门圣地骂人。
You ran to the sacred Buddhist site to curse.
千年古刹全是痴人说梦。
All of the ancient temples are just rumors.
结果大师不仅没生气。
Result master not only didn't get angry.
拿起笔给他改了9个字。
He picked up the pen and changed 9 words.
就9个字。
9 words.
整首词的意思意境全变了。
The meaning and atmosphere of the entire poem have completely changed.
这9个字是什么？
What are these 9 characters?
他们那3天3夜到底论了什么？
What were they arguing about for 3 days and 3 nights?
电视剧里半句话没敢提。
A half sentence in the drama was never mentioned.
再给您说个更狠的，审讯王明阳，马王黑恶集团二。
Here's another even harsher statement about Wang Minjiang and the Ma Wang Black Group.
把手，冷血。
Cold hands.
诸葛，精通法律社会学，抓进去。
Huge Ma and Tang all have a strong understanding of legal sociology.
谁审都没用。
No one could review it.
一帮老刑警审了。
A group of old cops interrogated.
小半个月。
Half a month.
一个字撬不出来。
I can't get it open.
丁元英就跟芮小丹说了一句话。
Ding Yu Ying said to Rui Zairodan.
这个人需要一个句号。
This person needs a period.
你帮他画一个。
Can you draw one for him?
芮小丹
Rui Zairodan
按这思路跟他聊了8个小时。
I talked to him for 8 hours based on this idea.
人性、信仰、窄门。
Humanity believes in narrow doors.
最后说了一句，神即道， 道法自然，如来。
Finally, he said, the ultimate truth is that the Tao is natural and the Buddha is like a lotus.
王明阳沉默了半小时。
Wang Mingyang remained silent for half an hour.
说了四个字。
Said four words.
自愧弗。
Self-deprecating.
不如。
For example.
然后全交代了。
Then everything was explained.
临行前谁都不见，不见家人，不留骨灰。
Before leaving, no one saw or spoke to the family, and no bones were left behind.
唯独要见芮小丹一面，这段电视剧拍了。
Only the part where I saw Rick Seo Dan was filmed.
但是最核心的那些对话全删了。
However, the most core conversations were all deleted.
还有个片段。
There's another scene.
丁元英和韩楚风深夜喝酒。
Ding Yuying and Han Chufeng were drinking late at night.
聊文化属性。
Discuss cultural attributes.
我跟您说。
I'm telling you.
那段是全书写的。
That's the whole thing.
最狠的。
The most ruthless.
直接戳到中国人骨子里那点东西。
Hit directly at the point that is deep in the Chinese people's bones.
所以根本不可能播出来。
Therefore, it is simply impossible to broadcast.
我跟您说句掏心窝子的话。
I want to tell you something that comes from the heart.
我这辈子书没少读，我们家四代清华。
I've read a lot of books in my life, and my family has been in Tsinghua for four generations.
我从小泡在书堆里。
I grew up surrounded by books.
后来退了学，满世界。
Later, I dropped out of school and traveled all over the world.
跑，三十几个国家走下来。
Having traveled to 30 countries.
什么人没见过？什么书没翻过？
Who hasn't seen what and who hasn't read what?
但这本书我第一次读完，愣了。
But when I first read this book, I was stunned.
整整三天。
Three days.
不是被感动。
Not moved.
动，是被什么东西卡住了。
What is blocking it?
堵在胸。
Stuck in the chest.
口，喘不上。
Can't breathe.
气，他不是教你怎么赚钱的鸡汤。
He's not a motivational speaker who gives you empty advice.
汤，它是一面镜子，照。
It's a mirror reflecting.
照的你无处遁形。
You have nowhere to hide.
行，我有个做私募的朋友，随身带这本书，翻烂了三。
I have a friend who works in private equity who has read this book three times.
他说每次遇到过不去。
So, every time I encounter a problem,
去的坎儿，就翻五台山那一段，看完就通透了。
He read the passage from Wuning Mountain and understood it completely.
这书讲的其实就一件事。
This book actually tells a story.
是，这世界上根本没有救世主。
There is no savior in the world.
你等的那个能救你的人，永远是遥远的。
The person who can save you is always far away.
能救你的
can save you.
从来就只有你自己觉悟的那一刻。
Only when you realize it yourself.
这话听着像鸡汤。
This sounds like a motivational speech.
但你真读进去了。
But you really understood it.
就知道他是把鸡汤里所有的糖全抠出去了。
I knew he had taken out all the broth from the chicken soup.
就剩下最苦最真的那点东西。
Only the most bitter and true things remain.
大多数人一辈子活在第一层。
Most people live their entire lives in the first layer.
算计着得失对错。
He weighed the pros and cons.
少数人能到第二层。
Only a few people can reach the second floor.
看破规律人性。
seeing through the rules of human nature.
但越活越累。
But the more I live, the more tired I get.
第三层就是丁元英站那地儿。
The third level is where Ding Yuanying is located.
那儿没有高人。
There is no master.
只有你自己。说句实在的。
Only you can tell me the truth.
我自己也还在第二层打转。电视剧。
I'm still watching the second layer drama.
天道只拍出了这本书的六七成。
The book was only published by the publisher, accounting for about 60-70%.
剩下那三四成是最狠最不能播的部分。
The remaining 30% is the most dangerous and should not be broadcast.
王志文
Wang Shiwen
当年接这角色，开拍前把原著看了不下50遍，才敢说我能演丁元英。这本书就跟他作者一样。
I read the original book at least 50 times before filming, just to make sure I could play Ding Yuying. The book is just like the author himself.
不急不躁。
Patience.
不解释。
No explanation.
不推销。
No promotion.
他就安安静静放在那儿。
He sat quietly there.
什么时候你觉得日子过拧巴了？
When do you feel that life is going wrong?
什么时候你想不明白一些事儿了？
When you don't understand something?
什么时候
When?
你觉得身边人都他妈在骗你？
Do you think everyone around you is lying to you?
你再翻开它。
Open it again.
它不会教你一夜暴富。
He won't teach you how to get rich overnight.
但它会告诉你人到底该怎么活。
He will tell you how people should live.